Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gauranga's South Indian Gamana Leela. This is a new story. Mahaprabhu blesses the Alanath Vasis. Alanath is an Orisa, about 45 minutes west of Jagannath Puri. It's a very beautiful temple there, ancient holy place of Alanath, Lord Vishnu, and Rukmini and Leela and Bhu and Sri and Bhu Devi, very ancient deity, ancient holy place. So Lord Gauranga can go there. When Lord Jagannath was retiring, or sometimes when he was leaving Puri, Lord Jagannath would be in Gundicha. So we can read, this is Madhi Leela chapter 7, verse 76 through 90. Savasange Prabhu Tabe Alanatha Aila Namaskara Kari Tare Bahustuti Kaila. All the devotees, all the Sub-Sangha, they followed Mahaprabhu to a place known as Alalanath. There they all offered respects and various prayers. Of course, they were offering respects and prayers, dandavats and stutis and prayers to the deity of Alanath. Premaveshe nritya gita kaila katakshan dekite aila tahan vaise jatta jan. Premavesh, absorbed in the ecstasy of Mahabhav Prem, great ecstasy of love of Godhead, Mahaprabhu danced and chanted for some time. Indeed, all the neighbors came to see him, and dekite, vaise, quite a spectacle, quite a happening. Chodi kete sabarloka bale hari hari, prema veshe madhya nritya kari gora hari. All around, Mahaprabhu was also known as Gora Hari, Gora Radha, Hari Krishna. Everyone gathered all around Mahaprabhu, who was dancing absorbed in premavesh ecstasy, premavesh nritya, in the courtyard of the temple Alalanath in Orissa. Hundreds of people gathered to see this extraordinary avadhut sannyasi, wandering mendicant, so effulgent. So now Gauranga has entered Alalanath temple. And of course, everywhere he would find some udipan stimulant for his madhurati. And seeing the deity of Alalanath with the sweet rice dripping down his arm, which is carved in a deity. Lord Chaitanya, it seems interesting that wherever Gauranga goes on his tour, and people gather around him, generally the preferred mantra that they chant is Hari, Hari, Hari. Because the Super Soul is inspiring in every jiva, inspiring them to come see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, inspiring them to respect him and honor him and behold him and stay with him and hear from him. And moreover, the Super Soul, because Super Soul is simply a servant of Krishna, his will is an aspect of him. So the Super Soul is thinking, how can I serve Gauranga? Super Soul is thinking, how can I serve Lord Gauranga? And then Super Soul is thinking, well, the favorite mantra of Lord Gauranga is Hari. Hari, 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 Hari. So everywhere. And they didn't hold up some card like in some movie theater or some showing of some live broadcast. They hold up a card. Everyone clapped their hands. You know, clap. You know, they show a card. Laugh. People automatically will chant, Hari, Hari, Hari. And South India, and this isn't a very common mantra in South India, Hari, Hari, Hari. They say Jai Sri Vishnu or Om Namo Shivaya or this and that, Narayan. But Hari, Hari. So this is the ideal mantra, this is the ideal fuel to to drive the engine of Garanga's heart to the topmost RPMs and speed of ecstatic absorption. Hari, Hari. And he's at Gaura Hari. And they're all chanting Hari, Hari. Because that Gaura Hari, that golden covered Krishna, Krishna immersed in Radharani's Kanti, he's looking everywhere. He's in Radha Bhav, searching for Hari. Why Hari? Because Hari is a lion. A lion pounces on you and just annihilates you. Why Hari? Because Hari is a thief. A thief comes in the dark of night or into a dark place and steals something valuable. So Krishna like Hari has pounced on, Krishna like Hari in the form of a lion of separation has pounced on Radharani and annihilated her. And then like a thief he came into the darkest part of her house. The darkest part of her house is her secret storeroom, and she doesn't keep her butter and yogurt there. Of course, that's also there, but that's her mother's job. The secret storehouse, the guha, the gufa of Radharani is the inner chambers of her heart. So then Krishna went there and stole that heart from Radharani. So that's why he's Hari. He's a lion and a thief, two in one. So then when the Lord Gauranga is going somewhere to Alamnath, and two things become an intense udipan to heighten his love-drenched heart to the tidal wave proportions of euphoria. One I mentioned briefly, I'll describe. And the second one is held here in the verse, is that people started chanting Hari Hari, because we see in this Vibhava Lamada and Udipan that there are different stimulants to excite and arouse the rati of the sthaya rati of the bhakta, a nayak or nayaka, hero or heroine. And one is sound, the sound of Krishna's buffalo horn, the sound of his flute, the sound of his voice, his dress, his movements. They're all listed there, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So what is this? This is the sound of my beloved's name. And that example is also given. If Radharani hears the name of her beloved Shyam, told by some Sakhi, giving Rasudgar, Rasudgar means that some Sakhi comes from Nandagram and says, oh, this is the news, the latest news. Krishna is taking his evening repast and he's with Madhumangal and Dao and Subal is there. And she's giving what you could say, evening news report, Krishna Samachar. And Krishna's going, Radharani's hearing all this, Rasudgar, and she's recalling those rasa-filled moments when she spent with Shyam and Suryakund, and on the way home when they parted, and one went to Yavat and the other went to one went to Yavat or Barsana, the other returned to Nandagram. So the gopis churning that ocean of rasa in the heart of Radharani by giving her recollections and reporting on what Krishna's pastimes are at that particular moment in Nandagram, why she's separated in Yavat. So now that sound vibration of Shyam's name, Krishna's name, his Lila Kata and his Naam has stimulated. So now Gauranga Hari, who is Krishna and Radhabhav, he comes to Alanath, which is a Vishnu temple. And here's the name of Hari. He's already in Prema Vesh. Because why he went in Prema Vesh? Because he saw this black form of Alanath. He saw Shyam Sundar. One Acharya told me that when a pure devotee of Radharani, when he goes in the temple of Durga, he says, oh, Radharani, you look so beautiful. Such a nice, cute lion you're sitting on. And you, all those weapons, you don't need all those weapons to control Shyam. Sword and shield and dagger. Radharani, why? You don't need 10 arms and 10 weapons to control the Mahishasura or these demons or this material energy or these Nashtiks and Pashandis. You don't need that. You don't even need this lion. Throw down all your weapons. Just go like this. Radhakripa Kataksha. Just move your eyebrows slightly to the side. Krishna's completely controlled. So they see a Durga poster and say, oh, Radharani, actually you look so cute. So now they're chanting Hari Hari and he's immersed in his usual ecstasy. He danced in the midst of them. That name attracted them. Attracted Gauranga to go there. What did we hear? We hear in Chaitanya Bhagavata, someone is chanting Shuddha Naam and Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan in Delhi or Bombay or Russia or Kazakhstan, whatever that is, I don't know. Sounds like a Kazakhstan. Sounds like a fun word to say. Kazakhstan. Sounds like some kind of karate mantra when you hit somebody. Kazakhstan. I don't know where or what it is, but it doesn't sound like a Lilistan. Nidivan Lila Stan, Seva Gunj Lila Stan. Oh, that's the only stans I know. But all glories. But so now another, that was one Uripan. And the other Uripan, when he saw this black deity of Alanath and started seeing that Sham Rang, immediately immersed in Sham Ras of Krishna, because he's in Mahabhava Vrata. Then he looked closely and he saw the arm of Alanath. And running down his arm, carved in the marble deity of Alanath in Orissa, is some line. And that's a line of sweet rice. Because there's a pastime where one bhakta offered some sweet rice and it was too hot, and he put it on his hand on it and went like that, and then it dripped on his arm, and there's some lila there. So when Gauranga saw the sweet rice, he said, "Oh, Makhanchur is here. I left my Virjinder Nandan Sham Sundar and Puri, and now I've come here, and now it's Makhanchur. I'm trying to run away from you. And now you've come Makhanchur." So it's another Udipan. This kheer is flowing down his arm. Kanchana sadrisha deha aruna vasana pulakashu kampa sweta tahate bhushana. The body of Mahaprabhu is naturally very beautiful, like molten gold dressed in saffron cloth. Indeed, Mahaprabhu was most beautiful for being ornamented with the ecstatic symptoms. So this is the beauty. Beauty is your ornaments of love, your ornaments of behavior, sarabhushanam. This is what makes one beautiful. Not eyeshadow, makeup, lipstick, and earrings, and gold bangles. Sarva sarvushanam. These are the ornaments. These are the beautifying marks and symbols of the Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. Is their behavior that's beautiful? That's their external expression of their internal bhav, their behavior. What's more attractive and more soothing and purifying and elevating is the actual heart content of the Vaishnava or Vaishnavi. The inner stratum, the ecstatic feelings, or the feelings of sharanagati, or the feelings of repentance, any type of feeling, any type of genuine feeling connected with Bhagavan, depending on our level of adhikar, will generate and emanate a particular radiance and a particular attractive effulgence. One may be a sharanagata Vaishnava, a kanishta, a very beginning stages, anartha nivritti and bhajan. But he's so much repenting, so much absorbed in his bhajan, repenting and chanting prayers of repentance, and truly tied his heart at the lotus feet of his guru and Krishna. He's just thinking, "Oh, I'm worse than Jagai Madai." And that repentive mood creates a certain humble aura, this energy field around the person, a very humble aura, and feeling unqualified and needing the mercy of the Lord and incapable of doing anything on his own and depending on the Lord's protection and maintenance. And these are all the personified expressions of the limbs of Sharanagati, Sadvida Sharanagati, Karpanye, and all these things, Gupta Treva Anantata. So this is the point that he says that his... he was most... Why was he most beautiful? He said his bhushanam. He says, pulak ashu kampa swedat hate bhushana. Arana vasana. His vasana. His cloth was arana, pinkish like the rising sun. Udila arana pura babhage dvijamani gora amani jage. That bhajan is there. Arundaya. Arundaya kirtan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that rising... sun is a rising sun of the anurag, rising in the heart of Gauranga. Radharani's love rises like the rising sun of anurag. Aruna anurag. And it creates a shimmering pinkish coloring and a complexion. And that cloth of Gauranga's is simply reflecting that. The vasana. Vas means covering, vas means cloth, vas means resonance. So his heart, Gauranga's heart is vasana, Gauranga's heart is residing in the anurag rasa of Radharani. So when he say, "Oh, his aruna vasana," he was wearing pink colored cloth or that kind of that inner color, inner pinkish translated saffron color, aruna. It's not exactly saffron, it's more of a pinkish type. Maybe like this color. Generally, Gaudiya Math, they try to capture that anurag rung of Gauranga's inner expression being worn on the color of his cloth. And that's another point. But he was most beautiful for... Why was he most beautiful? Because of his bhushanam. What was he decorated with? Sattvic vikars. What are you wearing today? Oh, I'm wearing sattvic vikars. Acha. Oh, that's nice. Can you do some, you know, aloka dan? Can you glance at me and give me... Can you give me Kripa Siddhi by your Bhava Dristi, Aloka Dhan? And then Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says it. If a Bhava Bhakta, with sanction and with intention and with desire and with Kripa, if he glances at someone, then that's called Aloka Dhan, that they can get Siddhi, perfection, Bhakti Bhajan, simply by a glance. Saru Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Lava Matra, Saru Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra means a glance, a nimesha. Yiga Yitam Nimeshena. A glance. And instantly. So this is Gauranga, his Vasana. Vasana means cloth, Vasana means resonance. He's residing in Arun. Arun means the anurag of Radha. And that rung, that color, that bhav, that feeling. And that's what's creating these external sattvic vikars, because he's relishing the anurag, newer and newer attachments to Shyam at every moment, seeing him as Alanath, seeing him as sweet rice, hearing him and perceiving him in his nam rup, hari, hari, hari. And that name is stealing his heart away from all conceptions of reality and externality. And Gauranga submerges in internal consciousness, goes deeper and deeper in the prema vesh. When you're swimming in the ocean, you can go down. You're swimming in the ocean and go down a little bit, then come up. Or you can go down more, or you can go way down, deep. So the more intense the udipans and more intense the vibhav gets stimulated, the more the devotee, pure devotee, premi bhakta, goes deep into the ocean of love, his stairati. He was most beautiful for being ornamented with the ecstatic symptoms, which cause his bodily hair to stand on end, tears to well up in his eyes and his body to tremble and perspire all over. First it says that he entered the temple and all those traveling with him from Puri offered dandavats to the Thakurji and stutis to honor and respect the Lord, Lord Alanath. And then the Lord started dancing because he saw this kir on Mukhanchur's arm, Alanath. And he's Premavesh. He was Premavesh. He had started to enter the ocean of Madhurati by that Udipan. And then all the other devotees came from the village of Alanath. Oh, there's a great saint has come. A great mendicant has come. Then then the super soul said, he wants to hear the name Hari. He doesn't want to hear the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He wants Hari, Hari. So then he was Hari, Hari, Hari. Oh, Hari, Hari. Then, under, submerged. And then all the ecstasy started coming, more and more and more. Ulas, ulas, ulas. And then pulak, ashu, sweta, kampa, shivering, trembling. It's a progression. It's a krama, a sequence. One, two, three. Light the fuse. Zzz, boom. Then that explosion goes boom. Then the building goes boom. It's like this, and fire, this, that. A sequence. The explosive progression. The explosive progression of his ecstatic experiences and separation from Krishna. His body is trembling, perspiring, sweating everywhere from every pore in his body. He's sweating and trembling, tears. Deki lokera mone haila chamatkar. What am I seeing? What am I seeing? God, what is this? Jata loka ise keha nahi jayaghar. Witnessing this amazing chamatkar experience. What is this? It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's. We can't leave this place. That they just rejected their homes. Seeing Mahaprabhu's ecstatic prema-vesh dancing, his bodily transformations and the ecstasies of love. Whoever came to see him did not want to return home. That was intelligent. And Rissins are pretty intelligent. Bhakti-lo, Bhakti-gan. Tesham sadati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Krishna said, hey, stay here. Now it goes on. Keha natshe keha ghai Sri Krishna Gopal Premete basila loka Sri Brita Abal. He came drowned. First he jumped in the ocean, started riding this huge tidal wave. And then he was riding this tidal wave and says, look out, here I come. And he went right towards the shore. And who was on the shore? Brida Stri. So then everyone, children, Abala, old men, women, they began to dance and chant the holy names of Sri Krishna Gopal. And this way they all floated in the ocean of love of Godhead. Premete Basila Loka. That tidal wave rose up in his heart and just was Madhurya. He was relishing the sweetness of that tidal wave of Mahabhav. Then he said, oh, well, Garunga is thinking, might as well unleash it. Might as well open the dam. And then Madhurya becomes Audharya. Take it. Float. Dive. I'm diving. I'm floating. Come on. Drown with me. Float with me. Audharya Bhagavan, Gauranga. Let everyone float. Let everyone drown. First, there are onlookers watching. Hari, hari. More people come. Hari, hari. Acha. You're enjoying? Well, now watch this. They're just floating. They all floated in the ocean of love of God. Prema Basila Loka. Deki Nityananda Prabhu Kahai Bhakta Gan E Rupe Nityage Have Grame Gram. Upon seeing the chanting of Gaur Nitai, upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there would be chanting and dancing in every town and village. Prabhupada says this prediction of Nityananda is applicable not only in India but all over the world, and it's now happening by His grace. Nityananda Shakti Srila Prabhupada Ki.